Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1 to 12 can be found on page 1189 of the Church Bibles. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1 to 12. Paul, Silas, and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace to you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love all of you have for one another is increasing. Therefore, among God's churches, we boast about your perseverance and faith in all the persecutions and trials you are enduring. All this is evidence that God's judgment is right, and as a result, you will be counted worthy of the kingdom of God. For such you are suffering. God is just. He will pay back trouble to those who trouble you and give relief to you who are troubled and to us as well. This will happen when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven in blazing fire with his powerful angels. He will punish those who do not know God and who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. They will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might, on the day he comes to be glorified in his holy people and to be marveled at amongst all those who have believed. This includes you, because you believed our testimony to you. With this in mind, we constantly pray for you, that our God may make you worthy of his calling, and that by his power he may bring to fruition your every desire for goodness and for your every deed prompted by faith. We pray this so that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the end of the first reading.
Reading is from Luke chapter 19, verses 1 to 10, and page 1053 in the Church Bibles. Luke 19, verses 1 to 10. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." This is the word of the Lord.
I think I'm rather pleased I'm here. I know, I love outside, but not when it's raining. So anyhow, shall we pray before we start? Lord, we want to thank you that we have been given such great joy to be outside and great joy to be inside. And now as we come to listen to what your word says, we ask that for each one of us there will be something there to take back, something that is appropriate for all of us. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. I'm going to concentrate on the story of Zacchaeus this morning. And I have been in Sunday school when I was in my teenage, early 20 years, and I don't know how many times I've done the story of Zacchaeus. And I suspect if I asked all of you if you had been to Sunday school and done Zacchaeus, you will all tell me you have. It is one of the most beloved stories of all, and it's done very well. And one of the reasons that happens is because children can very easily empathise with Zacchaeus. Why? They're little. They are small. And they understand perfectly when you say to them, Zacchaeus couldn't see Jesus because everybody was taller than him. They understand that. They may be standing somewhere and they can't see what over the adults. So it's a very empathetic story. And they understand just how much Zacchaeus couldn't see. I've got the same problem myself. I'm only, believe it or not, 5'1.5". So that's a very familiar problem. Have you tried going to the theatre? Yeah? Particularly when you're in those seats that are not tiered, you know, ground floor. You go and sit in a seat and you think, oh, lovely, I can see. And then somebody comes and sits in front of you and you can't see a thing. You've probably all been in that. Everybody's been in that situation. And it just happens to be that somebody really tall has come and sat in front of you. I also sometimes wonder, I don't know, lots of you got kitchen units. Being a shorty, I can get to the first shelf. I cannot get above anything else. The top one, I might, if I stretch or get something. My husband always has to come and get anything that he's stuck on top of the kitchen units, you know, right on the top, because I can't get at that at all. So I understand these problems well. I do wonder, though, whether some tall people, and you'll know who they are, have got the opposite problem, in that everything is, you've got to stoop to get to everything. So I just wonder whether sometimes that is the problem. Now, most of you will probably know that this lady here is a big Cliff Richard fan. And when I was in my late teens, Sir Cliff, as he is now, was doing a whole series of gospel concerts. And one of them was at the Cliffs Pavilion in Southend. You probably know it quite well. It's very near. We go there. And it was a gospel concert. And we were told before we went in that Cliff would come out at the end, stand in the foyer, and sign his new book, which is this one here. Okay. And yes, he did that. And I came out of the auditorium, and guess what? Couldn't see a thing. There were all these people scattered around him, all these fans, and you couldn't see him. He was just covered. Now, just in case you think that I was going to climb up some poles in the foyer at the Cliffs Pavilion, as Zacchaeus did, no, I didn't do that. What you find when you are quite short is that it's very much easier to weave your way through crowds of people because they can't see you do it. And believe it or not, about 15 minutes later, somehow I was at the front of the queue. Never quite knew how, but as proof of the pudding, there is a signed Cliff Richard book. Okay. So, we got to really understand who Zacchaeus is. We know him as this man who was short. Verse 2 describes him as a chief tax collector and that he was very rich, or very wealthy, as the NIV describes him. Actually, he was probably more hated than any other tax collector. And the reason for that was, is not only did he collect taxes and collect them what was seen as unfairly, but he also had a series of other tax collectors, junior ones, working underneath him. And for every one of those tax collectors, he took a cut of what they took. So just imagine, he was already taking tax from other people and getting lots of money in, and then he was taking tax from the tax collectors. So can you imagine what the people around him thought of him? They probably didn't think very highly of him. And this may be one of the reasons, actually, that Zacchaeus wasn't very keen to probably get involved around what was going on. He knew he was hated, and maybe he thought he wouldn't be able to get in anyway, but he was short. And nobody liked him, and I would just venture to say that if they were coming back today and looking at how we know Zacchaeus and how Zacchaeus is a sort of, you know, household name, they'd be horrified. They would have hoped that somebody much more important in their village would have got more prominence in today's world than somebody like Zacchaeus, who they saw as taking money from people. They understood that Zacchaeus took money from the people, and he was getting richer and richer, And they couldn't see any reason why Jesus would be interested in him at all. Surely Jesus would want to spend time with those who were poor, those who needed help, those who needed healing, all those people around him who'd come there and got there first. That's where it was important. Not a man who was taking money from other people and that was seen unjustly. Now, if you go back to Luke 18, you'll know that Jesus already had told a parable about a tax inspector. Do you remember it? It's the one where the two people came to pray in the temple. One was a tax collector, and one was a more important person, but who had thought he'd done nothing wrong. And he prayed that how great he was and how he lived his life obeying God, and he wasn't like any of the other people around him, and almost like God should reward him. That's the prayer. The tax collector beat his heart and said, I am a sinner, I know I am a sinner, and came for repentance. And it was to illustrate that repentance actually was for everybody. It wasn't just for the tax collector, it wasn't just for the other man. In fact, probably the story suggests that those who were sinners were more likely to have to come with a repentant heart than those who weren't. So three important points here that are worth mentioning. Firstly, one of the things I think is that Zacchaeus came to see Jesus, not with any requests or problems. Luke does not state at all that he came to be healed, that he came for any other reason but to see, and we know that he came to see Jesus. He simply wanted to see what Jesus was like. And the fact that the crowds were around him meant that he couldn't. Word about Jesus' reputation would have spread through very quickly. So many people wanted to see them, and many people would have come for healing. There's no suggestion at all from these verses in Luke that Zacchaeus wanted anything else than to really just to look at Jesus' face and see what he was doing. But his short height meant that he couldn't do that. He just simply couldn't see over what the people were doing. But he did think that seeing Jesus was important. So as we approach Jesus, what do we come to Jesus for? Lots of us will come with lots of needs. Lots of us will come for healing. And we'll all come with things that we want him to do. But actually, do we sometimes, or do we need to come to him just to see him? To start off by just seeing Jesus. Not coming with anything in particular or any requests. But just to see Jesus, just to be with him. In other words, have we got space to worship him? And just to come and be in his presence rather than have anything else that we want to do. Secondly, Zacchaeus came with some determination to find that way of seeing him. He may have been short, that one of the things he could do is run ahead. And he could see that the direction where people were going. And he could climb a sycamore tree. I'm told that sycamore trees are very tall and they are also very strong. So he knew that and he was determined to find Jesus. And he knew he'd get a good view from being up in that tree. He actually wasn't put off by that crowd. And he hoped that being in that tree, he would get an unrestricted view of Jesus coming along. And a suspicion I may have is that he also hoped that being in that tree, he wouldn't be seen. He wanted that view, but I'm not sure he actually wanted either the crowd or even Jesus to see him. He had just come to see what he was doing. How determined are we sometimes to come and see Jesus? Do we make that extra effort? Do we sometimes try to keep a distance? We can hide sometimes where we are and not actually come forward. Maybe we hope Jesus won't see us because he's busy dealing with those other things, such as healing others or dealing with other people's problems. But maybe Jesus actually wants to see us. Thirdly, Jesus knows all about Zacchaeus. I find this really fascinating, that Zacchaeus had gone along and run ahead and got up a sycamore tree. And I probably think that he couldn't be seen for all the reasons we said. And Jesus is moving along with, we know, a big crowd walking behind him and around him. And he's talking to people, maybe healing people, doing all sorts of things. And he gets to that sycamore tree, and what does he do? He looks up. Now, I can't say any reason, with all that going on, why would Jesus look up? And the reason Jesus looked up is because he knew perfectly well that Zacchaeus was in that tree, and he needed to have an encounter with him. So one of the things we do when we come to Jesus is actually he is there. He does. He is looking up at us. When we come at that moment, when we see him face to face, he's looking at us. He may even be looking down at us, but he is in contact with us. And Jesus was prepared to come to Zacchaeus' house. That's not what everybody expected him to do, bearing in mind what we've just said about this man. And the response from Zacchaeus is he welcomed it with joy, with gladness, the NIV says. Now, I think there is a little bit of time in this story that we don't know about. Because after that, we get this stage where he goes to Zacchaeus. We don't know what went on between when Jesus met Zacchaeus, when he came down from the tree and he got to the house. There was an encounter. And Luke doesn't say what the conversation was. We don't know. But we know there was an encounter. It seems that the event is continuous and some time may well have elapsed. And they may have eaten. They may have had some discussions. We don't know. But there does seem some time that has moved on here. But what we do know is we start getting grumbling people. They're not happy. And you may understand that. Here's a person that's taken their money. They know he's not entitled to it. And Jesus goes and visits him as though he is some important person. Surely, they're saying, Jesus would have had more time for people who were sick. But he could have gone and visited a lot more people who needed help. Why are you going to visit this man who has got lots of our money and taken lots of our money? Sometimes I think we think there are people that Jesus shouldn't see. Yeah, they could be all sorts of people. Maybe we people we don't like, people who have hurt us in the past, or perhaps we have a sense that they're not good enough. But Jesus is a friend of sinners. And it doesn't matter who people are. They have come and he wants to see them. So, what is Zacchaeus' response? Luke tells us he's going to give half of his property to the poor, and anyone who he has defrauded will be paid back four times. And Jesus accepts this. He says, salvation today has come to this house. Now, some commentators say that although Zacchaeus said he'd only give half of his house and property, that the bit about four times recommended, they reckon that he probably wouldn't have had much money left. It was as good as giving everything away. We don't know that. He didn't offer to give all his property and possessions away, but we do know that it was a sizable amount. Now go back to Luke 18 again, and another story from there, and the story of the rich, the young rich man. Do you remember that? The young rich man asks Jesus, "What should I do?" And Jesus says, "Give everything away and follow me." Interesting, because he's asked to give up everything. Zacchaeus doesn't give up everything from the story. And what about Acts 5, Ananias and Sapphira? You all know that story. Ananias and Sapphira, at the time, the disciples had asked people to sell their property and come and bring the proceeds to the disciples' feet. And everybody did this. They sold their property and they brought that to the disciples' feet, except for Ananias and Sapphira. And what they did was they gave most of it, but kept a bit for themselves. And for that, they were punished very severely. Both of them died. But you see, the rich young man was asked to give up everything, and he refused. The community in Acts were selling their property and bringing the whole thing to the disciples' feet. Ananias and Sapphira held back. Zacchaeus is not told what to give here. He gives what he does freely and in response to an encounter with Jesus. And that's the difference. So, Jesus is asking us to come to him. We don't have to ask for anything or be in need of something. We just need to come to him in worship. So do we come to worship? Zacchaeus came to see and not to ask for anything. We can be determined to see him. We can make space for him in our lives. Do we take time to meet with Jesus, to spend time in prayer, to do what God has asked us? Zacchaeus climbed trees, determined to get a view. Jesus will look for us. He knows our needs. Jesus looked up at Zacchaeus to find him. He knew where he was and what he needed. Shall we pray? Jesus, we thank you that for us, we come to look at you. We come to see you. We may have needs, we may have issues, but you are there, and we want to worship you because you are a God who knows us, loves us, and meets our every need. We thank you that in our time we are able to do that. And we ask, Lord, that you come to us now, meet our needs, but just be there to meet with us and encounter with us. And just be there so that we can look and see you and find your peace. Amen.